You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, and guess what? This is a bonus episode. We are doing something for the month of December to celebrate 1 year of Gold Digger content. We're calling it Friday Fives, where I'm going to walk you through five different things that is going to help you, that's going to encourage you, that's going to inspire you, or just make you a better person. I'm so excited about these bonus shows because I'm going to serve up content really quickly, really efficiently. And today I'm talking about how you can increase your productivity, how you can start to hack your way through your own life so that you can create better content, so that you can stay more focused and get more accomplished in your workday, so that you can be more present for life. What I would love for you to do, since we're doing some bonuses for you, is take a screenshot of this show and share it online. Tag me in it so I can see who's tuning in. I love to say hi, and there's nothing that lights me up more than connecting with you, the listeners. So are you guys ready for your first Friday Five? I am. Let's dive on in, and I am about to increase your productivity in under 10 minutes. Let's do this.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast with Jenna Kutcher, the live workshop-style business podcast for creative girl bosses. So you can train from the experts how to dig in, do the work, and tackle your goals along the way. Here's your host, photographer, educator, artist, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
All right, who is ready to be more productive? Put your hands in the air. I know you're excited about this because I love to consider myself the productivity queen, and we're about to rock this episode in 10 minutes or less. So let's do this. Number one, schedule out your must-do tasks for the times that you, my friend, are most productive. If it takes you a few hours to really wake up and get into your zone, then schedule the most important tasks to happen during the time when you're most likely to hit a flow state. A lot of times we try to tackle the hardest stuff first thing in the morning, and we often try to do anything other than what needs to be done. I know, you love to sit in your inbox refreshing, maybe even just hoping another email is going to drop in, or you're scrolling through your phone mindlessly waiting for time to pass. Block your schedule off for your most productive times and allow yourself to get focused when the clock strikes flow state. For me, I am most productive in the afternoon. So kind of after lunch, I'll usually brew a new cup of coffee, sit down and hammer things out. So around 2 p.m. is my most productive time. I think I know that the end of the day is nearing and I got to get my butt in gear. So that's when I want to schedule the biggest tasks, the things that take the most energy and the most focus. Number two, I hate to break it to you, multitasking is not a real thing. Now, most of us, we love to think it is. I know our moms told us that it was real, but the truth is that we aren't masterful multitaskers like we like to think. So your productivity is decreasing with every internet tab you have open, with every extra click out of that window. And so for you, if you can focus on one thing, one window, one task, and then you can only move on to the next thing when that first thing is complete. If you can fully focus, you are going to be so much more productive, so much more efficient, and you'll do better work because you won't be wasting brain power remembering what the heck you were supposed to be doing in the first place. Now, I am the queen of 23 tabs open at a time, and I often find myself clicking back and forth wondering, wait, what was I supposed to be doing, or what was I doing over here? And so I am really focusing on doing one thing at a time and not moving on until it's complete, and it is a game changer. Number three, set a timer. You know how good you get at cleaning the house when you know someone's coming over in like 5 minutes? The same theory works in business. Now, when we were little, my mom would turn over an hourglass and yell at us to clean the house saying, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. And guess what? We cleaned so fast. Mom, spoiler alert, Jesus never came to our house, so you lied to us. One of the best things that we can do is set a timer, turn everything into airplane mode, get off of Wi-Fi if your task doesn't require it. And even if it's just 20-minute increments, you better believe that we can be more focused and we are fighting to beat the clock, which helps us truly live out the done is better than perfect motto. That is the motto of our team. So a lot of times we'll jump into the inbox, set a timer for 20 minutes, do our best to get through as much as we can in that time, and then we got to move on because otherwise we spend our days doing tasks that aren't really moving the bottom line and aren't really creation. We're just creating more work for ourselves. Number four, take breaks often. Isn't it ironic that taking time away from work makes you a better worker bee? If you can get up and move, get fresh air, take time away from your screen, you're going to be more productive. And lucky for me, I have two little pint-sized pooches who love to remind me that it's time to get up and go outside every few hours, but it helps improve your health, your focus, your mood. So stop sitting down for 8-hour marathons. You're not helping anyone, especially yourself. And start making time to get up and move and get fresh air. Short breaks are actually going to increase your productivity. So you have to change the way your brain is thinking and understand that 10 minutes away is actually going to help you get more done at the end of the day. Lastly, my favorite, number 5, limit your screen time before you go to bed. Say what? But your nighttime behaviors, they are creeping their way into your daytime results. And one of the most common ways technology kills productivity is by keeping us up at night. You are not your best when you are sleepy or groggy or tired. And so you have to choose to focus on getting a good night's rest. You guys, this can change everything for you. The way you feel in the morning, it can change your self-confidence, it can change your worth, it can even change the priorities you're setting within your business. So my challenge for you is to disconnect from your screen at least 30 minutes before bed, sleep with it outside of your room so that it isn't the first thing you grab in the morning. Because when you're grabbing for that phone in the morning, you are going to start putting out other people's fires instead of tackling what is actually going to help your business the most. So in review, schedule your must-do tasks when you're most productive. So start to pay attention. When are you feeling most fired up, most focused? Make sure that you are blocking out your time. Instead of just having a to-do list, really block your time out based on when you are most productive and how long each project and task is going to take. Number 2, stop believing the multitasking lie. You cannot do it. You're not great at it. So do one task at a time and do not move on until that first task is complete. Number 3, set a timer. Seriously, set a timer, go into airplane mode, turn off your Wi-Fi if you can, and really just bust out that content, believing that done is better than perfect. Because guess what? It is. Number 4, take breaks often. Get up and move. If you need to set an alarm to go off every couple hours to encourage you to walk around, to get some fresh air, to eat some food, guys, make sure you're eating food. That is going to help you be more productive, more energetic, more excited. And number 5, limit your screen time before you go to bed. Seriously, no phones in your bedroom. Listen to me on this one, guys. It's going to be great. And whoever you are sleeping next to, if you're sleeping next to someone, they're going to thank me for that too. We choose to not charge our phones in our bedroom, and it really just helps me to wake up, be present, snuggle a little extra longer without scrolling through Instagram. So there you have it, guys, the 5-Minute Friday. I hope that this was super helpful, really inspiring, and I cannot wait to see you be more productive, because when you're more productive, you create way better things, and guess what? You are capable of the coolest things. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals, and I will talk to you super soon.
Thanks for listening to Gold Digger. Dive into show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, you gold-digging dream chaser, you.